So I'm here with Ilze Zwiedrinje from the Ministry of Welfare, who's been involved in this project from the beginning. We've only just sort of had the presentation of the project, but what's the initial reaction, you think, from talking to people?
Actually, we are quite positive about the results of the project, and we plan to use those results in our policy making. And there are a lot of useful recommendations that as well are kind of derived from other experiences in other countries. And that's what's very important for us is that it has been a kind of a collaborative endeavor, so that we could have a cooperation of all the actors that are responsible for those issues in Latvia, mm-hmm. and to come together and to discuss this. What we are currently planning to do is to evaluate and assess those recommendations and to see how we can put those into practice. And we have as well some European funds money that we would like to use in a very resource efficient way and to use this as an evidence base for this.
So how long will it take to do that evaluation and to actually get these things into practice?
We have to have this strategy prepared by February next year, so mm-hmm. We will do this quite fast, and we actually know already what are our shortcomings in our policies already from the discussions and what we have to improve, especially in labour market policies and, mm-hmm. and in cooperation and lifelong learning.
One thing that I thought was quite interesting was, you know, you hear a lot of doom and gloom stories about the demographic crisis here and so on, but several of the speakers were saying that Latvia has actually been quite progressive in terms of experimenting with policies, trying things out that other countries haven't tried out. So do you have any more of these, you know, bright ideas on the way, as it were?
Actually, I think one of the most important issues is that the government already very timely implemented a pension reform, mm-hmm. and that in Latvia it's possible for people to combine pensions with work, and that the pension system is encouraging work. So we have actually already the fundamentals are very right in Latvia. So it's up to us to have some additional facilitating measures that we have to implement. Though, actually, if we compare the Latvian labour market now and this year and the pre-crisis years, then it has already changed a lot if we compare the age structure of the employees. So we try to kind of respond to the changing situation, and we do this as well as in our active labour market policies, where we look at the best examples, especially in Austria and countries that have a lot of and in Nordic countries that have a lot of experience. We try to implement those active labour market policies and try to evaluate those and then to improve. And I think we have actually compared our experiences last Friday as well with other Baltic countries, and I think we are doing good progress in this.